Miranda Green, my daycare friend, with whom I took Cortexifen. Met with an ailing man in a cafe. Neil Wilson was his name, he say. And the sick man, just by placing his hand on hers, infected her with rapid onset cancer. The bowling place I visited, Samwise held wrench and pipe of lead. He could tell I had trouble sleeping due to a secret that I was keeping. At the morgue, Dr. Potash thought Miranda's corpse had chemical burns, but then Walter says they're malignant sarcomas. With the black light we could not miss a redhead mark on her right wrist. She had been prosecuting Intrepes. Was that more than just coincidence? And though Miranda's diary showed she met up with Neil Wilson, I had a whim. The man had used a fake name. Her card led us to the cafe. Heard what the waiter had to say. He said Miranda met with some sick guy who looked like his uncle before he died. As we left, Peter told me cancer is not contagious. But then I said, wouldn't be the strangest thing we've seen. Strange like the rope at the lab, Walter told me about tantric sex and Chinese chi. Walter said energy exchange made her die, and it delayed the killer's own demise. The killer visited Lloyd Becker at his place, and they shook hands,
on the mantle,
infecting Lloyd with rapid onset cancer. After we left Becker's place, Peter saw my anxious face. He said he knew what was bothering me. Said the Jacksonville trip was crazy. He said he doesn't want to put our family unit in jeopardy. I said that I don't either. Late at night, Samwise, he came to my place with a clue game. Said he barely remembers his childhood years. Said he's older and taller than he appears. Then I remembered the height chart on the daycare center wall. First names and last initials of all the kids at my daycare. I arrived at Peter's place. We reviewed the daycare names. Walter says they're all susceptible. Their energy is more accessible. Walter said he never kept a list of the Cortexicus. I had a whim that Lena Sharp knew something. And so I went to Massive D. Lena claimed she knew nothing. I told her I was suspicious of her, and that I knew the whole story of Peter. And when I said I would tell him Nina, said she knew that I would not, and that I came here to have her talk me out of it. Returned from Massive Dynamic, Walter scans the fingerprint to help reveal the killer's identity. Not in the database, unfortunately. And the what's up with that? And then she gave him my name while I was at my apartment. I realized the first victim was a lady named Julie Heath, was a sister of one James Heath. James had cancer, and while Julie was visiting him in the hospital, Julie collapsed and died. Turns out James and Julie had been Cortexic kids like me. As I stepped into my hallway, James Heath was there, but he called himself Nate. And then he said Nick Lane had given him my address. James saw my badge, and then I raced inside my unit. And then I tried to close the door, but then I fell down to the floor, and my revolver had fallen too. But then I struck him with a lamp stand too. I speed dialed Peter, then I struck James in the living room with a candlestick. And then he started crying. His sad confession had begun. Never wanted to hurt anyone. He had been getting his chemo treatment when a man had come to see him. The man said scientists had conducted experiments on James as a kid. He also said that James could fight the cancer. His sister sat by his side. She held his hand, he watched her die. Without that man, James would have died, and the victims would all still be alive. And then Peter showed up with the cops who took James away, put him in a drug-induced coma. I went to the Bishop place. I spoke to Walter face to face. I told Walter that he may be right. Some truths are better when not brought to light. And that some Pandora's boxes are better left unopened. But Walter said that he will tell the truth to Peter.